Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, 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 family, it's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. You know, we're all about giving you tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful, and we want to make sure that you have a very productive life. All right, well, you know what? It's about that time. Did you tell somebody that Coaching for Success is live? Text them, tweet them, post it on Facebook, hit them on Instagram, drop a link on LinkedIn, tell them to come on over because Coaching for Success is live, and we'll be here right here on Blog Talk Radio. I also want to tell you great big thank you to our promotions marketing partner, 106 Live Radio, who syndicates our show at 10 a.m. So we'll be also are live on 106 Live Radio. Much love and respect to DJ Ezzy B over there and the entire team at 106 Live Radio. If you haven't had the opportunity, make sure you download the Visionary People app from the Google Play Store. That's Visionary People, and it's in the Google Play Store. iTunes is coming very, very soon. All right, so today we have another great show talking about some really cool stuff. You know, we always have phenomenal guests on the show talking about the things, again, leading you to be coached for success. And this morning we're going to be talking to Shavonna Johnson, who is a founder of the Whitney E. Johnson Foundation, which is a 501c3 organization that's been dedicated to really changing the lives of our children and our adults and things of that nature. So you're going to really enjoy chit-chatting with them. But this woman is a phenomenal woman, a true woman of God, a woman of business, very focused on making an impact. You know, she's already decided that she's not leaving this earth without making a true impact and leaving a footprint. So not only is she an advocate, she's a radio personality, public speaker. She is also really rooted in the area of bulliness awareness, being very careful. Hey, listen, don't bully anyone. So I love it. And she's so phenomenal, and I couldn't wait to welcome her to our show. So you guys, let's welcome Ms. Shavonna Johnson to the Coaching for Success show. And I want to make sure that she is on with us. Shavonna, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, welcome to Coaching for Success. Very excited to have you here this morning.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, outstanding. Well, I appreciate that. So listen, a lot of people may not know who you are yet, and many people do know who you are. So let's go ahead and share with our listeners, who is Shavonna Johnson?
Shavonna Johnson is a mother, a wife, an activist, a community activist, a community leader, a TV personality. I am a mentor. I am a chaplain as well. I am a speaker. I go out and speak to young people and parents concerning different issues. I'm very rooted in the community. We work with courts, organizations, and schools, especially the schools here in the Long Island area, and we're looking to do community villages throughout the United States and spread our wings.
Nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for doing that. So a lot of people always are curious about why would you decide to start this particular nonprofit organization, and what was the impetus for you doing that? Why did you say, you know what, I'm going to start the Whitney E. Johnson Foundation, and why is it called the Whitney E. Johnson Foundation?
I started the Whitney E. Johnson Foundation. My mother-in-law passed away 7 years ago. I met my husband in college. He is the only child. And she was very, very passionate about empowering our young people to pursue their passion, their dreams, and to evolve into their destiny, just as she has encouraged my sons. And I wanted to honor her because we have to honor our elders and pass what we have in us, because we cannot keep these gifts and talents that we have. We have to expose them to help our youth expose the greatness that is within them.
Mm, Wow, that is powerful. Wow. And I mean, I have to applaud you because definitely taking the name, the matriarch, you know, of the Johnson family and just keeping that name alive and running with it and keeping her legacy alive too. A lot of times we talk about that, like, what's the legacy that you're leaving? What is that legacy? And oftentimes we don't realize what we're doing, so we do have to be very careful and very specific because look at the legacy that, you know, your mother-in-law left and look at the legacy you and your husband are now leaving as well.
Well, the one legacy that we really, really want to leave is the fact that we are a generation that is now facing a generation that
yes.
needs to understand defining mm-hmm. yourself in this time, in this era, is the most important thing. In finding mm-hmm. your passion and your purpose, in understanding your gifts and how to utilize them to connect with this world, to encourage and empower each other. It's about yeah. empowering and connecting with each other to define yeah. who we are and understand that purpose. And that is the legacy that we want to leave, is know that we were somehow involved with your, connecting with people like yourself and others mm-hmm. to really empower this generation to be all that they can be, so that when they look back, they teach one, you reach one, teach one, it just trickles down. That is a legacy that keeps going.
Wow, wow. I know, I mean, those are the things that really sends the goosebumps up and down my body. It's like we have to make sure we're really doing some phenomenal things. And I like that. Defining yourself in these times is really important, and you're right. We have got to find a place not only for ourselves as adults, not only for ourselves as women, as men, as African-Americans, as business owners, but we also have to have our self-identity because we need to then translate that and communicate that to the children. And that's an area or a sweet spot for you and your husband, Mr. Johnson, as well, making sure you're talking about the issues at hand, you know, bullying. And bullying has gotten so profound over the past couple of years. How is it that the foundation is really reaching in and making an impact and a difference in that particular area?
You know, with bullying, we are connecting with Fonseca Woodruff. He is awesome. He is from out of Atlanta. We are connecting with different organizations that are speaking about this issue because not only is bullying affecting our children, it is affecting adults as well.
Mm-hmm,
and even
mm-hmm.
So the thing is to really is to understand who we are and understand your bully. You know, and there are several scriptures that I could refer to, but I'm not a good I'm not one. My mother always tells me you need to remember the scripture. I'll go back and look. But anything that I do, I involve the scripture and utilize it for the marketplace because we need mm-hmm. to teach our children that the battle is not yours, but you need to understand what you're battling. And so mm-hmm. with that, we do different workshops to empower our youth, to encourage them to define and understand their situation so that they are communicating with their parents, so they don't get to the point of suicide, that they don't think that they can't handle it, but they form peer groups so that we're able to understand and talk about issues and that they're able to go to their teachers or go to mm-hmm. their friends or their mothers and fathers to let them know that, you know, I'm being bullied. This is serious. And
yeah.
I'm at the point where I don't know where else to go, because not only do we have to talk about it, we have to look at the mental side of it because it is affecting our children mentally and spiritually as well.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And I guess the days of, don't be silly, they're just kids, those days are long gone, because kids, this is not the times where, don't be silly, you know, they're just being kids. Those days are long gone. Those that just being kids doesn't even exist anymore. You know what I mean?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. You cannot recently, the mother, the young man who would go out and do things in the community to help the elderly man whose wife passed away and he got cancer, he was being mm-hmm. bullied. And so his bully mm-hmm. sent him a text and said, you know, do yourself a favor and kill yourself. And
could you imagine?
the mother, he killed, the young man ended up killing himself that same day.
No.
And realized, so it's not only do we now have to worry about the mental side, we have to deal with the social media aspects of what is being done on social media to affect, you know, that it's affecting our children as well.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Guys, we're hanging out with Shavonna Johnson, CEO and founder of the Whitney E. Johnson Foundation. They're doing a lot of phenomenal things through the foundation. And some of those things, as you just heard, is talking about how to significantly impact the area of bullying, and it's transcending, you know, socioeconomic status, it's transcending race and gender and age and all that stuff. So a lot of people get nervous around certain topics. And I really applaud you guys for not being nervous around some of the key topics that, you know, you have talked about. So we would be remiss without mentioning Mr. Johnson, Mr. Roger Johnson, who is your husband and your business partner and co-founder here with the organization. So let's talk a little bit briefly about Mr. Johnson and talk about what his role is with the organization.
Oh, well, Mr. Johnson is, I met him in college. He majored in business. Kind of the mind of the business sense as far as how it's structured, how we handle business and everything is put together. And I do more of the social work side as far as going out, mentoring, symposiums, things like that. But we have a good partnership where he gives ideas, and not only that, he connects with community leaders as well, especially on the male counterpart side, to go out to connect with them, to empower our young men to deal with justice, injustice, understanding yourself as a man, becoming a man, respect, dealing with relationships, understanding your father and son relationship, understanding your body, understanding the respecting of becoming a man, not just using your tool for, you know, we really talk about these things because it has to be addressed. And if you're not educated, then you're just going to go out and just, as they say, you know, just test it and find out yourself. So the thing is to form a dialogue with these young men and with these young women so that we are constantly talking about it, because if you don't know, you need to ask. Or if you can connect with someone, if we could connect you with someone to find out what the answer is, I think that is. But our, you know, his main goal is really is to educate, empower, and also give them some type of structure.
I love that. I love that. And I love the team approach, the partnership. And isn't that what it's about when you have a husband or a wife, having that partnership and being able to execute the vision? And again, leaving a legacy, leaving a great legacy. So kudos, congratulations to both of you. I'm very proud of you guys and honored to have you here on Coaching for Success. So let's talk a little bit now about the transition and the growth of the foundation. So the foundation started, and now you guys have a subsegment all about us, AAU, and it incorporates media. So you guys are in the media space, being able to communicate and do what you're doing, but also you've captured in the broadcasting and media space. So you rolled out with TV, All About Us, AAU TV, and then you have magazine, and now you have radio. So tell us a little bit about why did you create this other arm, the All About Us segment, to go into media and start with TV and then magazine. How did that happen, and what was your goal in accomplishing? What were you trying to accomplish through that?
Well, the goal with that was God is good. God always gives you the vision. He always gives you the direction. And I wanted to really, our goal is to really talk with the youth. And the one thing that we were finding when we were mentoring was that nobody's listening. Nobody wants to talk about these situations. Nobody wants to address. There are organizations out there just like myself who are building community villages, so I want to give them their props. But God had directed us explicitly to, he had given me a vision when I was in the grocery store, especially I wanted to reach him. I said, God, just give us a platform where we could really address the issues. So I was invited to a television show, and as I was leaving the television show with my girls that I mentor, the lady pulled, one of the producers pulled us back and said, you know, you would do good having a television show, and I laughed. So then from there was born All About Us, and All About Us talk about issues concerning everything from A to Z, and we are definitely evolving. And it's just an honor to do this show every Thursday at 4 o'clock on MadhouseTV.com. It's an internet show, and that's how that evolved. God gave, you know, he brought us to that point where I wanted just to talk with the parents and the teens.
Nice. Very nice. And so when you were in the grocery store, you got the vision and so forth. When you went back to your business partner, husband, and how did you say, honey, or Mr. Johnson, however y'all address each other there, here's what I'd like to do. What did he say?
Well, I didn't quite say I like to do it. Well, God is good.
Here's what we're doing. Figure it out.
Yes. I had told him about the magazine, and that's what really evolved everything. I had noticed when you're checking out in the grocery store, they always have the magazine in the candy. And
right.
I was looking at the magazines, and I was saying, God, you know, we just need something where our young people can really look and be empowered and encouraged to see themselves, something that is going to tell a story and show how they evolve. And so God said to me, you know, start a magazine. And I laughed because I'm like, you know, God, magazines are becoming extinct. So, you know, from there, he had given us the vision to have on each quarter is to have a different young person on the magazine telling their story, how whatever they're going through, whatever they're experiencing, so that person or some young person will see it and connect and will know, well, going through this. Visionary wrote an article on something about empowerment business. Oh, I really like that. How can I connect with her? Or how can I connect with Gordon? She wrote an article on becoming a great young lady, walking into my greatness at such a young age, and she struggled with this. So they're able to connect with that story, connect with that person, and that is building a community village.
Wow, I love it. I absolutely love it. Guys, we're hanging out with Mrs. Shavonna Johnson, who's a CEO and co-founder of the Whitney E. Johnson Foundation, and is also the personality and producer with All About Us Media, which is TV, magazine, and radio. Now, radio is one of the most recently added pieces of this puzzle, and the radio was basically, it's a piece off of or a segue off of the TV show, and you have some great partners involved, and you guys are also branching into a lot of other things as well. So tell us about some of the other media platforms that you guys are branching into to accomplish this goal, to address the issues.
One of the other media platforms is that we have a radio show. I have a radio show that comes on every Monday night called Parents and Teens Talk on Source Radio Network. I'm sorry. And then from there, along with the television now, we will have a segue, AAU Radio, and it will bring a wealth of information. We have partnered with Mr. Corey Pegues. He is a retired NYPD executive, and he will be talking about just the issues on if children are approached by police, what you should do. He's going to be talking about community issues. He's going to be talking about legalities. If you have questions, we will have professionals on that will be able to address that along with other prominent leaders and teachers that will be on. Then we have All Things Education with Ms. Verdell Jones with Deli Teach. She will be coming from an educational perspective because, as you know, with the Common Core now, with a lot of the changes, we need to address those issues. And, you know, if parents have questions, they'll be able to call in and segue into her. So even with the television show, we have All Things Education that comes on every second to Thursday. Mr. Corey Pegues comes on every first Thursday. Then we have Life Transformers. They talk about being healthy. They're on every third Thursday. And then we have AAU Building Bricks. That's a young men's segment. They're on every Friday.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Great platform. Great platform. So let's talk real quickly about the whole aspect of the business side and, you know, where you started, where you're going, how'd you get there, all the challenges you had to go through. So, you know, we're going to talk to basically the individual that says, hey, I too am in the process of starting a 501c3, or I am actually dead smack in the middle of it, and I've hit a wall, a challenge, or a particular process or whichever. What information, what knowledge, what empowering levels can you share with our listeners, the person that's listening to this, that say, okay, I'm in business for myself, or this is getting difficult, or I've hit a brick wall or things like that, because we all get there. So what would you say to the individual there in that role? Like, here's what happened to me, but here's how we got through it. Here's how we are still here.
You know, when I originally started this, I would encourage you to read all that you can about 501c3 organizations, especially within your state. Find out what the process you have to go through. Go to the small business, platform.
Okay.
Offices, and ask questions, because they have information that's very vital to you as well. And define what your organization is going to be about. What is it that you're trying to address? Also, go and meet with your community leaders, community advocates, community state representative, you know, make an appointment to speak with them to find out also what is available to you to help you and assist you. I would also encourage anybody to read the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That is
I love that book. Yes, I love that. You're right. I love that book.
By Stephen R. Covey.
Yes.
Also, call your IRS and what department you're going to ask for. You want to file a 501c3 and ask for the application. You need to file for an IRN. Make sure you do every step that you need to do, and they will tell you what the process is. Also, reach out to your local law schools, because they have students have to do internships, and they will be able to help you with a lot of this legal work as far as filing your 501c3 in your IRN and your state as well. You can file your state segment to be free. You won't have to pay taxes. So I would definitely reach your local law schools within your community to ask for the internship. So there's law clinic, and they will assist them as well.
That's great information. A lot of people wouldn't even think to do something like that. But that is great information, and thank you so much for, I know someone listening, they're like, oh, my God, I never thought about that. And you're right. If you're going to be, a lot of times I'll even share, right, Javon, I'm like, you know, you guys need to understand your industry. You need to become your industry. And so it lines up exactly with what you just said. Learn about the whole area of 501c3. What do you need to know? What do you need to do? If you jump right in it, and then you come across, you know, okay, wait, you need an application. You need, there's a waiting process. There's fees associated. There's past performance. I get to fill this stuff out. So I really appreciate you saying that. And another key thing you said is clearly define what your organization is addressing or solving. Because I think a lot of people get into this idea that they will start a 501c3 because they think that they're going to get all this donations and money. And a lot of people think that. Now, is that something that you would like to speak on? Is that true? Because you are a 501c3. Is that true? As a 501c3, people are just going to be doling out checks to you and just giving you money to do whatever you need to do because you're a nonprofit?
No. You need to.
That's one word, no.
I did it backwards, but you need to let people know who you are. And
yes.
I always say, be careful who you're involving within your organization. If you're always pray and ask God for guidance. And as you said something I saw on Facebook this morning, clear your space.
If
you're not evolving and you're not, if that person is not networking or meshing with you well, walk away.
Yeah.
You need to build your legacy. You need to represent yourself in a way that you represent business. You're representing these children. You got to understand what you're doing, and you have to understand you have to stay in your ground, in your beliefs, and know morally that whatever it is you're taking a stand, you need to stand on that stand.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And you're right, I do believe that heavily. We need to not just be playing around with stuff. Let's get some things done. Great. And another key thing you said was meeting with your community leaders, and that's important. Now, some people may feel timid or shy or like, well, what do they want to meet with me for? But if you are an organization that's coming into the community, even if you're a business and you're coming in the community to do some things, meeting with those community leaders, like you said, is to what's available to you, what's needed in the community, what's on the books, what's on the table, and again, lining it up with what you're addressing and what you're solving, and then merging that. And I think having those community leaders in your corner is integral to the success.
Yes, it is. Very integral.
Integral. Wonderful. Well, guys, this is Shavonna Johnson, founder and CEO of the Whitney E. Foundation, as well as the radio, TV, magazine. Let's encompass that media personality of the All About Us media division. They're doing a lot of great and phenomenal things. Now, one thing I will ask you is to let's give everyone the website that they need to visit in order to stay fully up to date and connected with you.
They can go to www.wejfoundation.org/WEJ. That is www.wejfoundation.org/WEJ.
Awesome. Now, one of the things that we do have to encourage people is that the organization does have a GoFundMe campaign currently happening. As we're wrapping up, briefly tell everyone what is the campaign about and will they be able to connect with that campaign on social media?
Yes, the campaign is donations impacting our community villages. We are just taking the Whitney Johnson Foundation. We want to educate our youth and provide the tools they need to be successful and being passionate and finding destiny. So we want to take it to another level. And in order to do that, and everything that we're doing, it costs money. So we're asking everyone donate. We also have sponsorships. You can contact me, 631-521-7699. Again, the number is 631-521-7699. But it's all about the movement, expanding our village so that we can connect and empower more young people and keep providing the programs that we're doing.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing more about the organization. And again, individuals that are listening, you can log on to www.wejfoundation.org/WEJ to find more information. And Ms. Shavonna Johnson, thank you again so much. I appreciate you and I applaud you for all you're doing. I'm looking forward to growing with you guys as well.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Ms. Davis, and thank you and have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. Guys, that is Ms. Shavonna Johnson, CEO founder of the Whitney E. Foundation, That's the Whitney E. Johnson Foundation. Make sure you guys log on to the website and get some more information about them. All right, guys, remember to stay connected with us. Don't forget to follow us on social media, and don't forget to grab the app from the Google Play Store.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's
your question.